Hello again. I'm Kathleen Dunn. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio for this Friday, the 2nd of May. We're going to talk politics, Indiana, North Carolina, Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, Reverend Wright, John McCain, the primaries, the conventions, the strategy of the Hillary Clinton campaign, the strategy of the Barack Obama campaign, how you're responding to Reverend Wright, all of that on the table. And we do so much of this. I just love it, and I know that many of you do too. One of our favorite things of this year was going to Dubuque, Iowa, and I think you ought to just pledge because of that, because it was a heck of a time and a great show, and let us do more broadcasts like that. Before I do anything, because we do have a political show, I want to let you know, because this is, you know, we're in a little pledge drive, but you're pledging for events like this as well. This coming Tuesday, voters in North Carolina and Indiana, if you listen to us, you sure know this, go to the polls to cast their votes in the presidential primary. Tuesday night, here on the Ideas Network, from 8 until 10, 2 hours of election coverage and analysis from NPR. Michelle Norris and Melissa Block will be hosting special coverage of the primaries. And then after 9, Neil Conan will host a nationwide call-in on the day's events, which should be just fascinating to hear. A nationwide call-in. That's Tuesday night from 8 until 10 on the Ideas Network. And then be sure to join me at 9 o'clock, I'm sure it'll be, Rhonda, as we cover the results from Indiana and North Carolina as well. It certainly costs money to have this kind of special programming, which is so important. And to have the country be able to speak to the results, what more can you ask for from a radio station? Nothing. 888-202-2552 if you would like to pledge. Rick Moran is going to join us in just one moment. He is the Chicago editor of Pajamas Media. He has a personal blog, Right Wing Nut House. He's the associate editor of The American Thinker. And Pajamas Media is a very interesting website. It includes all points of view. Rick is from Chicago and has a lot to say, certainly, about Barack Obama, because he has followed the campaign, and he'll be with us momentarily. Our phone lines will be flooded as we approach North Carolina, and because there's been so much political news. So call us for that discussion as well. Joining me in the studio right now is Rhonda Fanning, and we are back to ask for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's easy to do. Just go online at WPR.org or call toll-free 888-202-2552. Hello, Rhonda.
Hi, Kathleen. Another hour means another goal, but I just want to back up a little bit and thank everyone who pledged last hour, because we did end up reaching that $2,500 goal. So thanks, everyone. We signed up 10 new members last
hour.
Great,
all right.
So welcome to you. This hour, however, we have a goal of $3,500, but we also have a challenge grant from anonymous donor who's going to give us an extra $2,000 when we reach that $3,500 goal. So it is very important that we reach that goal this hour. Your pledge will help us do that. Make your pledge now securely online at WPR.org, or you can call toll free at 888-202-2552.
And I would like some of the many people, I'm sure you've heard comments too, Rhonda, but so many people at events that I've gone to, or people have sent me emails and said, you know, I wasn't really interested in the political race until you guys went to Dubuque, and the enthusiasm of your guests and the involvement just oozed over the radio, and I became a political junkie as a result of that broadcast, and we became even more political junkies. So, you know, if you want us to do more of that kind of broadcasting, which we sure are happy to do, please pledge with your call of support right now, securely online, and we'd love to hear from you. 888-202-2552. The way to keep us here and to let us grow is to support us with a financial contribution. WPR.org or toll free at 888-202-2552.
Pledge what you can to help pay for this station. Many listeners join at the $60 level, which is about $5 a month. Many join at the $120 level, so you can get that Wisconsin Public Radio member benefit card. You can also put it on your credit card if you like. It couldn't be easier. So please, this hour, help us get that challenge grant at WPR.org or give us a call at 888-202-2552 today.
Listeners tell us that Wisconsin Public Radio is a great source of information about the nation and the world and Wisconsin, and value WPR programming for the lifelong learning that it brings to their lives. They tell us that they learn things on WPR that are new and valuable, and we all do. It's one of the main reasons, I think, that we're all in this business. Have you learned something? How could I even ask a question? Of course you've learned something from WPR. You learn it all the time. It's a form of continuing education that's possible only because of support from listeners like you. We remain, unfortunately, at zero here on our computer, so we got to move to something. Somebody call in and pledge and get us rolling this hour. Make an investment in this education. Make an investment in all our political conversations. I think we're really good at that, and you love it. So it's a secure online pledge at WPR.org or toll free at 888-202-2552.
Won't you be that first caller this hour to help us with that overall goal of $3,500 so we can get that challenge grant for an extra $2,000? I know you've heard us say it a million times. It couldn't be easier. But in the case of contributing to Wisconsin Public Radio, it's true. Just go online at WPR.org or pick up the phone and call 888-202-2552. It'll just take a couple of seconds. You'll be making your pledge. You can get on with the rest of your day and know that you did something good to help Wisconsin Public Radio continue to bring these types of shows to you each and every day. Go online again, WPR.org or 888-202-2552 right now. No matter how you do it, you'll be supporting Wisconsin Public Radio.
And let me speak to you for just a moment. We're sitting, Rhonda and Sandy Lou and hour and I, in front of this screen, and it's got zero there.
Maybe it's frozen.
Do you think so?
I don't know.
We'd sure like to see it not say zero. We want to see it say something so we can start talking about, you know, Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton and all those things that we love to talk about. So move it for us. Somebody call and pledge this hour, and then we'll feel like we're off to the racetracks. You might spend more money than you realize during the course of a day. A cup of coffee, got one right in front of me. Lunch, a soda or two, a little bit of chocolate chip cookie. It adds up to a significant amount of money over the course of a month. You might be listening to Wisconsin Public Radio every day. It is as important, I'm sure, to you as some of the other daily things you enjoy. Pledge your support now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
That's right, 888-202-2552. Again, we have that goal of $3,500. Right now we're sitting at about zero. So give us a call, 888-202-2552.
Really?
It's so important that we reach that goal this hour so we get that extra $2,000 from the anonymous donor.
Right. Thanks so much, Rhonda.
Thank you.
And Sandy Lewinauer. Rick Moran is our guest now. He's the Chicago editor of Pajamas Media. His personal blog, Right Wing Nut House, can be found at rightwingnuthouse.com. He's also the associate editor of The American Thinker, and we're going to be welcoming phone calls for him as well. Our phone number is 800-486-8655, 800-486-8655. If you're in Milwaukee, it is 414-227-2050 for on-air participation, and I would think that we'd have a lot of calls on all of these issues. Hi, Rick. Thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thanks, Kathleen. Do you mind if I promote your excellent radio network to conservatives? Come on, you guys, call in. Let's promote some good radio here.
Thank you, Rick.
Absolutely.
Thank you. It's darn nice of you, and it is good radio. We love talking politics. We love talking politics.
I know you do.
Yeah, I sure do. I sure do. Let's start, because everybody's been playing with these numbers. Let's start with North Carolina and with Indiana. Hillary Clinton is closing the gap, I think, rather significantly in both of those states. What should happen to this whole race if she pulls off a victory in both of them?
I just can't believe that the Democratic Party is going to deny Barack Obama the nomination no matter what happens from here on out. Even if she wins both, she will win, especially North Carolina, by a small enough margin that she's not going to get any more delegates.
Mm-hmm.
And the popular vote even would probably be not in her favor come June. I just don't see it. It's too risky for them. And of course, to have Barack Obama on the ticket will dramatically increase the African American turnout.
Right.
And that would make the difference in several states.
Right. Do you think she stands a chance because of what's happened with Reverend Wright, because of what's happened with the elitism charges, you know, the last couple of weeks? Obama's had a bad couple of weeks. Do you think that her chances are fairly good at winning both those states right now?
You know, judging from what I've seen on liberal websites, I don't think that it's costing him that much as far as his support is concerned. His base is solid. So I just don't see that any traction. Now, the general election, that's a different story. I really think that he is a severely damaged candidate at this point. And you know, he's an excellent politician. I would not put it past him to recover between now and November. But he's at this point, he is a damaged goods.
How did he get damaged?
I think the bitter thing, the clinging to guns and religion. I guess what I'm driving at here is the independence. The independent vote is, of course, important in every election. They make up the majority of voters. And I think you've seen since that San Francisco talk to his big donors, his numbers among independents dropping very, very dramatically to the point now where I believe John McCain has a 4-point lead among independents, which considering where he was about 6 weeks ago, you know, a miracle. So I think it damages Obama the most among independent white male voters, which is what's happening in North Carolina. I guess he's dropped off 24%.
Wow.
Among white male voters in North Carolina who identify themselves as independents. So I don't think it holds much problem for him as far as the Democratic nomination fight is concerned. But again, he is damaged as far as the general election at this point.
And certainly John McCain has had this reputation for a long time as being a maverick. And then I think he was damaged a little bit by his association with the president. Has he started to reestablish his image, do you think, as a maverick?
I don't think the Democrats have concentrated much on tying McCain to Bush yet. When they get serious about it, I don't think you're going to have a commercial, a Democratic commercial on TV that shows John McCain that doesn't show George Bush. They are going to superimpose a mask of George Bush over John McCain's face.
Yeah. And how would that damage McCain?
Well, George Bush is the most unpopular president in the history of the United States at this point. I mean, you know, I guess it all depends on you know, two things, Iraq and the economy, how those two issues are, say, the middle of October. I think you're going to find a lot of people waiting to make up their minds until then. And I was talking to a political analyst, a very good friend of mine, and he and I both agree that this election is shaping up, it's feeling, at least, like 1980, but the parties are reversed. It's the Republicans who are going to keep it close until about mid-October, and then all of a sudden the electorate is going to break, and they're going to break very hard toward the Democrats. That's how it's feeling to me at this point.
Just as Bush might be superimposed over John McCain, will Jeremiah Wright be pushed superimposed over Barack Obama?
That's a probability. you know, you could. It's an interesting problem for the Republicans because Obama's presser the press conference pretty much inoculated him against any future outbursts by Wright.
Right.
You know, Wright could say that he wants America destroyed tomorrow, and it won't hurt Obama, I don't think. It's but what he has said in the past, and the fact that Obama has spent 20 years in that church, will be a problem for him, I think, in the general election.
You're from Chicago. What kind of reputation has Wright had? Is it much more mainstream in Chicago?
Yeah. I mean, from what I, you know, he has more problem associations with this priest, Father Flager, than Wright. Wright was seen as a do-gooder, as a biblical scholar, which I guess he is, and you know, somebody who who was a huge asset to the African American community. I think it boggled some people's minds, mine anyway, that that he harbored feelings like that. I never heard him speak, of course, but it surprised me greatly that that Wright had had harbored those feelings.
Yeah. And it certainly kept Obama on that subject and virtually nothing else for a long period of time. He must have been struggling mightily in his soul and his mind of how to deal with that issue, don't you think?
Yeah, the campaign has struggled with it since even before the speech he gave last month in Philadelphia, the United We Stand speech. It's an interesting issue because Wright, being a radical, and he is a radical, I don't see how you could say anything else. Whether you like that or not is another question. But Obama's radical associations with Ayers and with this fella, Jim Meeks, another state senator and another preacher, and I mentioned Father Flager, it seems to me that he's attracted to these people. Not that Obama is radical, but that he's attracted to their certainty, perhaps, or maybe their outrage. This is the impression I get. It's a personal opinion, and it's pure speculation. But I don't think, for that reason alone, it's going to cause him that much problem. I really don't. I think he can rise above that. The problem is that his standing with independents has gone so far down in the last 6 weeks that it's really a question of whether he can get it back up there.
Yeah, interesting. We're going to welcome phone calls for Rick. Our number is 800-486-8655, 414-227-2050. If you're joining us in Milwaukee, 414-227-2050, if you're joining us in Milwaukee. And we'd sure like to hear from you. We're talking about Indiana, North Carolina. What's happened to favorability ratings for Senator Barack Obama? Why Senator Hillary Clinton is going up in the polls? The negative factors here, the believability factors. You know, the stuff that we taught, the stuff of politics this year. That's what we're talking about. And certainly welcoming your phone calls. Rick is the editor of Pajamas Media, which is really a great website. It includes, if you're looking for all points of view politically, that's the place to go. There are a lot of left-wing places, right-wing places, but this place has got good thinkers who are giving their thoughts on the political campaign. So I say go there and learn some things or disagree with some things or whatever.
But go to the phones first.
Wait, where? Oh, you're on a different microphone.
Yeah, sorry. Hi. Go to the phones first, 888-202-2552, to remind everyone that we are in that pledge drive. And our goal this hour is $3,500. And if we reach that goal, we have a challenge grant from an anonymous donor of an extra $2,000.
Oh, that'd be good.
I know. It's exciting. And we're sitting at about $1,100 right now. So we're on our way. We're getting there.
We ought to be able to get there with the kind of programming. The political shows, I think that we do a really good job on them. We love politics. The audience loves politics. This is an incredibly exciting political year with a lot of nuances. We've had fabulous guests on the air. I mean fabulous guests. And so we're asking you to pledge for this kind of programming, which is really quite priceless. Your quality of life is better of it. Because of it, your knowledge of politics is certainly much better. Online, you can reach us at WPR.org or toll-free at 888-202-2552, 888-202-2552. Earlier this week, Sander Van Oker. I mean, who's thought of Sander Van Oker in a long time? He was a wonderfully interesting guest. We've had Bob Dole on the air. We've had Ken Rudin. Somebody called in saying that they liked Ken
How many
Rudin.
Political junkies have we created? Not just Kathleen, but everyone who listens to us, and Ken Rudin, the NPR commentator, who is a frequent guest with Kathleen. Think about the service you receive. How often do you listen? How long? Think about your budget. What amount of time will make you feel good after you've pledged? Think about the amount and then pledge online at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I just want to thank everyone who's called in so far this hour. We have a couple of new members. Sarah from Sauk City listens all day long online and appreciates the service. Crystal in Green Bay says that she's a new member, one of the nine that have already joined this hour, and she listens to us just about every day and thought that it was time that she started supporting us. So thank you, Crystal in Green Bay.
And we wonder why Crystal, we'd like to talk to Crystal about why she became a WPR listener contributor. And it may have been, trying to read her mind, that she wanted to make a difference and you want to improve your community. And she appreciates all our political discussions. Your membership today will not only pay for the programs you listen to, but it also creates the opportunity for somebody else in your neighborhood to discover WPR. Your contribution of any amount helps keep the news, the music, the call-in programs on the air, and it does make a difference in our community. It does.
It does. So please join us. The process takes just a few minutes, but the benefits are going to be felt for a long, long time. Log on to WPR.org or give us a call at 888-202-2552.
If we reach our goal, you know, if we do well, then we get to do more programs like taking this show on the road during a political year, which I would love to do again. And I know Sandy Leuenauer and Rhonda Fanning would like to do as well. We had a marvelous time there, and it's wonderful to be able to truly participate in the political process. It's still going on. It's going on for a long time. We have many other places we could go. So pledge now. We get an extra $2,000 if we reach our goal of $3,500.
That's right.
Yeah, so there it is. Call 888-202-2552, 888-202-2552.
WPR is your radio station. WPR programs are created and produced with your interests in mind. We constantly review research to understand what interests you, what's important to you. We aim to serve you and sometimes even exceed your expectations. Have we made an impression on you? Does WPR mean something to you? Do you feel like this is your radio station? If so, please give us a call at 888-202-2552, or you can log on to our secure website at WPR.org.
Thanks, Rhonda. Rhonda Fanning, thanks. Producer of the program, Sandy Leuenauer, who does so much work for us, including planning the terrific Ira Flatow event, which we'll tell you more. We'll have her tell you more about it as we reach the end of this hour. Let's go to phone calls. Our phones are humming for Rick Moran, Chicago editor of Pajamas Media, personal blog Right Wing Nuthouse. House can be found at rightwingnuthouse.com. He's also the associate editor of The American Thinker. We go to Franny from Maiden Rock first, Rick. Hi, Franny.
Hi.
Hi.
I am not wearing my pajamas. I have a question. Is there any talk in Indiana and North Carolina, and if not, why not, about the votes that Hillary Clinton has made, the latest ones that kind of clear the way for the president to bomb Iran, and her talk with several people, but with Chris Cuomo, you know, and he said down the line, these years, you know, if there was an attack by Iran, what would you do? And instead of saying a diplomatic thing, she gave an answer like a multiple choice. She didn't say, for instance, well, we have those years to change our relationship in the Middle East and with Iran. She said, I would bomb them and obliterate them. And you know, we're talking about the economy, and she voted for the war. And she voted against Senator Levin's trying to slow down that vote and look into things more. And we've heard from Bush's war on Frontline that there was a room that people could have gone in, and some senators did, like Senator Feingold, and read the material. And so she has no excuse to say, if I knew now what I, you know, knew then what I knew now, I wouldn't have made the vote. Why aren't we talking about her and what she's done instead of what some minister has
done?
Okay,
Rick?
That's an excellent question. Actually, just to correct you slightly, Hillary made that comment about obliterating Iran in the context of a question that was asked regarding what would an American president do if Iran attacked Israel with nuclear weapons. So and you know, I think if Obama had been asked the same question, he probably wouldn't have said obliterated, but he would have probably said something along the lines of some military response would have been required. So in that sense, yeah, you know, and now I guess Iran is going to the United Nations and wants the United Nations to condemn Hillary Clinton for saying that she would obliterate Iran. Well, you know, they should talk. They've got a president who said they wanted to wipe Israel off the map. So anyway, the point is good, though. The problem for Barack Obama as far as getting focus on Hillary's mistakes and her and everything like that is that right now the right thing and ancillary issues like William Ayers have overwhelmed the media landscape. And it's just impossible for him to get a word in edgewise about Hillary. The media just won't allow it. I mean, they're on right and they're staying on right until, you know, until they can't think of anything else original to say. Basically, that's the way the media works. So expect in the next probably after Indiana and North Carolina, expect Obama to go a little bit harder on Hillary as far as the war is concerned, especially.
The only time she really experienced, I think, a significant negative, and it's still showing up, was with her comments on Bosnia.
Yeah. We had a good time with that in the conservative blogosphere. I mean, that, her say that she was under sniper fire.
Right.
And then coming up with the rather lame excuse that she misspoke.
Yeah.
You know, that's one of those things, and I guess, from judging from the polls, that it, in fact, hurt her badly as far as her trustworthiness is concerned.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, you know, Mr. Obama is just as badly injured by Wright's comments.
Yes.
So you have a wash there, basically.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he's more injured than she is.
Oh, no doubt, yeah. That's that Tuzla story just kind of blew over after a couple of days. The Wright thing is gonna linger for a while longer, I think.
Yeah. Let's go to Herman next from Kenosha. Hi, Herman.
Hey, how are you guys doing this
morning? Fine. How are you?
Pretty good.
Good.
Hey, my only comment is, you know, as I look at this Obama thing and this Wright thing, and I see how Wright has pretty much established his own platform, and the media is kind of grabbing towards it. And I'm wondering along the party support from the Democratic Party, whether or not, you know, they're able to distinguish, you know, between someone who's in a sense out there on their own and someone who's really out for the change and improvement of the country. And I wonder that as we move towards the towards November, would this whole issue do significant damage to the party as a whole and allow the Republicans to just waltz right into the White House once again?
Are you there, Rick?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. First of all, I don't think the Democrats are in much danger of losing their generic lead over the Republicans. Pew Research just did a poll that was absolutely devastating. Showed the Republican brand at like 27% compared to the Democratic brand, which is up near 39%. The gap between people who identify as Democrats and Republicans is growing. It's not shrinking. No matter what Wright does, I think the down ticket problems for the Republicans, that is, the people who are running for Congress, for the Senate, for governors, for state legislators,
yeah, right,
that is going to be a huge problem for the Republicans in November. And there is some speculation, given all the retirements on the Republican side, 28, I think it is, at the moment, these open seats, they call them, in the Congress, that there might be as big a win for the Democrats in the House as there was back in 2006.
Really?
Yeah, up, you know, 25 to 30 seats, no matter who wins the White House. I think it's pretty clear that even at this point, that John McCain is not going to have much in the way of coattails.
Hmm.
He may help a couple of Senate candidates, But as far as the House races are concerned, most of the political professionals that I've been reading do not see that. I think the prediction, Michael Barone, who's you know, Mr. Wizard when it comes to politics, he's looking at 10 to 15 seats lost by the Republicans right now.
Goodness.
Michael Cook, who's a Democratic strategist, sees 20 to 25 maybe. So, you know, who knows? The down tickets for the Republicans is going to be just terrible, just awful.
Mm-hmm. Well, the country's not in very good shape, really, is it, Rick? The war is, there's still lots of people dying. There's so many people hurting economically right now. The food prices, the fuel prices, health insurance, the jobs, et cetera. We're going through hard times.
It's difficult. It's less difficult. It's more difficult than it's been probably since the early 80s, at least in my lifetime. What matters most is the perception of that people have. The perception of the economy is very bad. People are worried about their jobs. They're worried that, you know, that gas is going to hit $5 or $6 a gallon this summer, as it very well might. They're worried that food prices, just because of the gas prices, is going to go through the roof. I don't shop for food myself. Fiance Sue does, and she took me to the grocery store the other day. We just happened to stop by. I couldn't believe it. I was in a state of shock. I hadn't been in a grocery store maybe in 3-4 months, and it was just incredible.
Yeah,
you know, things have gone up 25% in some cases.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, people are worried. They are fearful. They are worried. The health insurance issue is going to resolve itself one way or another in the next Congress. Whoever wins the presidency, there's going to be some kind of they're going to address the health insurance issue. The people are just wild about that. There's no doubt about that. So yeah, I would say the perception out there is very bad. But then you get figures like today, unemployment dropped last month.
Mm-hmm.
Not too many new jobs were created, but only 20,000 non-farm jobs were lost.
Mm-hmm.
And production is up twice what they expected. So you've got competing things here, and I think the main thing is perception, though, and the perception of the people counts the most in politics, and that perception does not spell confidence for the Republicans in November.
Rick Moran is Chicago editor of Pajamas Media. He has a personal blog, Right Wing Nut House. He's also the associate editor of The American Thinker, and we're welcoming phone calls. We have one line open for him, 800-486-8655, 800-486-8655, 227-2050 if you're joining us in Milwaukee. And I do want to give you a brief update on where we are, because this is an important hour for our pledging. We're at $2,120 for this hour. If we reach a goal of $3,500, which doesn't seem insurmountable if you call right now, then we'll receive an extra $2,000 from an anonymous donor. So this is one of those hours. It's a rare one. They don't come along very often. Please call with your pledge right now. And I think that the political coverage that we've given you is worthy of your pledge right now, don't you think? But help us reach that goal. It would be great. The pledge number is 888-202-2552, 888-202-2552. Back to our political conversation in a moment. I'm Kathleen Dunn on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We go back to your phone calls now, and Tom from Amherst is next. Hi, Tom.
Good morning, Kathleen and Rick. Rick, you mentioned Father Michael Flager, this priest from Chicago, who I know was at the Right Press Club event on Monday.
Yes.
Could you talk a little bit about who he is, why he's controversial, and what his connection to Barack Obama is? You said that could be a complicated relationship for him, a controversial relationship.
Yes, it's a much newer relationship for him. I don't think he's known him that long. He's adopted Flager as something of a spiritual advisor in lieu of the fact that Wright has retired. for instance, on the right before the Tuesday press conference, he prayed and counseled with Father Blaker, pastor of Louis Farrakhan. He has, you know, I can't say anything against his piety or anything like that. I'm sure he's a wonderful priest, but the man has problematic views. He's spent most of his career, I believe, on the west side of Chicago in the projects, ministering to black churches there, black Catholic churches, and he has been a thorn in the side of Mayor Daley. His views are on the United States are, I would say, match Reverend Wright's, and perhaps exceed them in denunciations of some of our policies. But I think the biggest mark against him is that he shows up with Louis Farrakhan at a lot of public events, which of course would not sit well with Democratic Jewish voters at all.
And what's Obama's association with him? He's a new associate of his, or
not
new?
He's been with the campaign on and off. He's a spiritual advisor.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, he's evidently been counseling Senator Obama before big events, at least the press conference. We know that for sure.
Thanks, Tom, very much for your call. Let's go to Robert next from Stevens Point. Hi, Robert.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes, with all the controversy surrounding Obama's pastors, as you mentioned, do you think there's any chance of attention being focused on the controversial evangelicals around the McCain campaign, such as John Hagee or Rick Parsley?
That's a very good question.
Remarks about regarding Iran or Hurricane Katrina being
right.
A punishment from God. Any chance of, does the guest think that could come back to bite McCain?
It could. It very well could. If the Democrats can make a good enough case. The problem is that Reverend Hagee, who is a anti-Catholic bigot, as far as I'm concerned, I mean, the man has slandered the Catholic Church frequently in his career. Hagee is not McCain's pastor. John McCain did not sit in Hagee's church for 20 years. John McCain did not get married by Hagee or have his kids baptized by Hagee. So that's the difference. But if the Democrats could tie Hagee to McCain, that would certainly be a problem for him, I think, among those same independents who look in askance at Obama's relationship with Wright.
Let's talk about superdelegates for a moment here. The group that seems to matter the most at this point in time are the uncommitted superdelegates who are holding the balance of power. Where are they going? Are they going to announce soon? Are they waiting to see what's happening in Indiana and North Carolina and other places? What's going on with them?
Well, they're dwindling in number, the uncommitted ones. They're not making big headlines, but every week Obama's picking up four or five, Hillary's picking up one or two. And that seems to be the pattern maybe the last three or four weeks. Since Pennsylvania, Hillary has gotten a few more, but still Obama is outdoing her. In fact, one very, very important Hillary superdelegate, Joe Andrew, who used to head up the Democratic National Committee during Bill Clinton's term, actually switched her side
yeah.
and abandoned Hillary Clinton and went over to Barack Obama, saying at the time, which was, I think, yesterday, that's old news, though.
I know, isn't it true?
It's old news on the internet,
right.
You know.
Right.
We go by minutes
Oof,
here on the internet.
Right, right.
But Andrew said he was going to call a lot of superdelegates, uncommitted ones, and urge them to come out for Obama, and that he thought that Hillary didn't have a chance and that it was time for the party to unite behind Barack Obama. I think that's going to be the case. I don't think you're going to take this to the convention. I think by the end of June, Obama will have it wrapped up.
Hmm. Thanks very much for the call. Let's go next to Kathy from Oshkosh. Hello, Kathy.
Hi. Thank you for letting me speak.
Sure.
I don't think we realize, or as the American public is afraid of how much we need Barack Obama. He has a great deal of common sense, and this is established in numerous places, not the least of which was the debate that CBS put on the other night, where he called Charlie and George on the fact that they were asking detour questions when he was trying to get to what was really important. Another thing that he appeals to me about is he is trying to get us to understand that the vast majority of wealth in this country is concentrated in very few hands. So when we say we have a job increase, that's great, except I always question, is that a livable wage? And I'm guessing it's not. Folks who have radical ideas, I don't think there is one of us who doesn't have a friend that has radical ideas. And Barack has also pledged, as FDR did, to seek out people who will disagree with one another so he can sort through it and make the best leadership comments. I think we're really missing an opportunity in America, and it's time for us to change gears. The amount of money that was being spent in Iraq, people are in a dream world if they think they're going to be tax breaks.
All right. We need to move to other callers and get a response. Rick.
Yeah, a couple things. First, Obama, I think, made a bad move in trying to, in that debate, trying to not address the issues that were being raised by the moderators. Look, people vote for a president for a variety of reasons. It's not just issues. If it were just issues, frankly, I think the Democrats would win every time. I mean, but people vote their values. They vote. They want to feel comfortable with the guy who's going to be spending the next 4, maybe 8 years coming into their living rooms every night on the news. So it's not just a question of issues, and I can understand people's frustration with that, but the fact is that's not the way people vote. It's not the way they've ever voted. In that respect, I think Barack Obama made a mistake in not addressing the issues forthrightly at that mm-hmm. debate.
Yeah, he was off his game in that debate, but it was also an atrocious debate. It was just horrible.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call. I just want to let people know that we are so close to reaching a goal that I need to urge you to call with your pledge. We're at $2,910, which is just fabulous. And if we can get to $3,500 this hour, we get an extra $2,000. So it's very, very important for you to call this hour. If you love politics, you've been following us and love the conversations like these as much as I do, and I know many of you do, please call with your pledge and let's get to that goal. Oh, that would be just wonderful. 888-202-2552. 888-202-2552. Thanks to all of you who have pledged. Somebody said part of my check from the government stimulus package will go to a donation for public radio, which is, there's an idea, huh? That's a good idea. Joel is next from Milwaukee. Hi, Joel.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. My
good.
Question or my comment is regarding how the Clinton campaign has managed to raise the issue as to Obama's electability. He can't close the deal. And she's the one who came into the race as with this air of inevitability, and now somehow this has been completely inverted. And why people aren't asking the question, well, you can't even beat Obama, and you came in as this juggernaut. And I'm just curious to hear what people's comments are about that.
That's an interesting question, because that particular question was raised, of course, right before and right after Super Tuesday. And I think it was discussed to death, and then the press moved on. You have to look at the press as a content beast, a monster that devours people and events, and when it's done, you know, it takes every single possible angle, anything original that they could say, and then moves on.
Mm-hmm.
And they moved on from
mm-hmm.
that question now, and now it's Obama's electability.
Mm-hmm.
Because, let's face it, he did look inevitable after he won 10 in a row, 10 primaries and caucuses in a row. So, you know, it's just, that's just the way the media works, and it's the way politics works, and, It's not the best arrangement, but it's what we got.
Yeah. Rick, you're a great guest. Thanks so much for being with us. I wonder how much has happened to change the whole political world in the last 50 minutes. It, as you say, it moves moment by moment on the Internet, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah. Thank you. Please join us again.
My pleasure, Kathleen.
Rick Moran, he is Chicago editor of Pajamas Media, which is a very, very good website filled with all kinds of commentators, real smart people, well-known people from a variety of political viewpoints. So it's nice, instead of going to a right blog or a left blog, here's this blog that's got everything on it, which is a good thing. And his personal blog is Right Wing Nuthouse. That's a weird name, isn't it? He's the associate editor of The American Thinker. We are so close to reaching a goal that's so important for us to reach. Rhonda Fanning joining me and Sandy Leuenauer from our studios. We're back to ask for your support for Wisconsin Public Radio. It's easy to do. Just go on WPR.org or call toll-free at 888-202-2552. We have a challenge grant. Our goal is $3,500. We are just about $500 away. It's really, we could do this. We could do this. And then we get an extra $2,000, which you don't get these kinds of hours very often. You know, there are moments in life when you know there are moments, and this is one of those moments. So call and make your pledge. Hi, Rhonda.
Hi, Kathleen. How are you?
Okay. Good. How are you?
Good. I want to remind everyone of that $3,500 goal that we have this hour. We are getting very, very close. And when we do go over that goal, we're going to receive an extra $2,000
right.
from that anonymous donor.
Great.
Make your pledge. Help us reach that goal. Pledge now online at WPR.org or call toll-free 888-202-2552.
And WPR programs, there's no doubt about it, enrich your life. For a pledge of $120 or more, we do have this. And a lot of people use these cards, the WPR member card, which will add even more enrichment to your life. It gives you savings at restaurants, at bed and breakfasts, and cultural attractions all throughout the state. You could end up dining at restaurants or visiting places that you hadn't even thought of trying before. So pledge your support now, $120 or more, and receive the WPR member card online at WPR.org or toll-free at 888-202-2552.
That's right. You mentioned going online to our website. And maybe a lot of people want to listen to us, but they can't get to a radio. Maybe they're sitting at work. People don't know that you can actually listen, live stream us anywhere on the web. I know we have a regular caller from Salt Lake City, Utah, who always listens online. People who have visited Wisconsin, fell in love with Wisconsin Public Radio, or maybe moved away, but they can stay in touch with us here online. You can live stream us 24 hours a day at WPR.org. But you can go there now and pledge your support to this program or give us a call at 888-202-2552.
You've got something dynamite. I mean, I just want to give the biggest, most sincere thanks to the people that that had this as their brainchild and that worked to see it to its fruition. It's just, you know, it's one of the tools of democracy that we have. We don't have town hall meetings anymore, but we do have an electronic town hall meeting on the Ideas Network.
Yeah, we sure do. There were some people who had great vision who created this wonderful service, one of the best in the country, people say, all throughout the state of Wisconsin. And it's something to be proud of. Consider a dollar a day, some of you, $365 a year, or just a little more than $30 a month. Use an electronic funds transfer program to have your monthly donation automatically transferred from your checking account or pay by automatic monthly credit card installments. To make your pledge, and particularly to pledge for politics, this has been a very exciting political year. We have been on the case, on the story, day after day. Go online at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
When you support Wisconsin Public Radio, you are supporting the Wisconsin idea to bring the resources of the university to the entire state. Not every state has such an idea.
No.
No, they don't. Not every state has such Quality Public Radio Network is Wisconsin Public Radio.
You're
that
telling
is
the truth, Rhonda.
WPR is one of the great things about Wisconsin. If you agree, please pick up the phone, 888-202-2552, or you can log on once again to WPR.org.
And we're getting very close to the goal. It's one of those hours that don't come along frequently, but if we reach the goal of $3,500, we will get an extra. What are we getting extra?
$2,000? $2,000 from an
which
anonymous
is
donor.
A lot of money.
It is.
And, I keep repeating, just because we all had such a time in Dubuque, and I know so many people have written to me saying that the enthusiasm for the show, the guests that you lined up, Rhonda, got people terribly interested in this political race, and I think they've come to count on us for our coverage of politics. And just a reminder that on Tuesday, we're going to have special election coverage from 8 until 10, 2 hours of election coverage, and this national call-in show that Neil Conan will host as well. So that's another thing that you get. It costs money for us to carry that. So you people who love politics, just be aware of that. And thank you to so many people who've pledged. Been a good hour, Rhonda.
It has. Christopher from Eau Claire has called in this hour. He said that he's listened for several years through college, and now that he's graduated and has some income, he feels like he needs to support something that he has enjoyed for so long. So thank you, Christopher. Jane from Lafarge says that they listen every day, and part of her government stimulus check that she's going to be receiving in the mail is going to be her donation to Wisconsin Public Radio. So we thank you for that, Jane. We have a few minutes left, and we're so close to that $3,500 goal. Once we go over the top of that, we get an additional $2,000 from that anonymous donor. And just thanks to everyone who's called in. We've had 23 new members sign up this hour.
No kidding. Isn't that interesting?
So welcome to all of you.
You know, I think that indicates how many new people have come into the political race as well. You hear about it all the time. But that's an amazing number of new callers because they're engaged now in politics. Well, so are we, and we'll continue to be. And thank you so much, Rhonda Fanning, for all your production work. Thanks for to Carmen Jackson for helping out with this hour, too. Sandy Lewinauer, thank you. We never got to talk about Ira Flatow, but we will on Monday at great detail. I promise you. He's coming for a national show right here that Sandy's putting together. It's good. It's all good. Thanks, everybody, for all of your pledges. Thanks to John Tretter for on-air production. I'm Kathleen Dunn on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.